Hey, and welcome along. It is Chris Brown here from Check In with Chris Brown. And this episode is an episode that I wanted to do before Christmas, but my schedule, you know, ran away with me, to be honest. I was away in LA competing in jiu-jitsu. I was then in Vegas for Paddy's fight and my friend Paddy the Baddy. And then come home and was wrapped up in the joys of Christmas and the festive period and family. And it seemed to just run away from me. I never really got the chance to do it. But I wanted to bring season one of the show to an end. I feel like the first year of the podcast was an incredible success. I feel like it's gaining traction all of the time. People are constantly reaching out to me, telling me how much it's impacting and supporting them and helping them and nurturing them. And so what I wanted to do is kind of bring that to an end and close that chapter and then open up this year into season two. I never really anticipated where the show would go instead. In fact, I started the show solely for selfish purposes. I wanted to be able to create powerful content for Instagram. And I knew that the best kind of content that I could create would be content that was natural, that was organic, it was in conversation. So I actually sat on the episodes maybe for 3 or 4 months before I actually released them. But we released them August 22. And it's just gathered traction and pace and speed and momentum ever since. And so you would have seen the evolution. And basically what you will begin to see is this evolution of me over the year. Now, I started the show very much in alignment with what my current business is. And my current business is helping coaches, online coaches, and gym owners get more clients, make more money, and have a bigger impact. And that's still a huge part of my work. But my own personal journey over the year has been one of inner growth, and it has been for about 2 years now. Ever since my wife and I separated, this has been the journey for me inward to understand myself better, to know why I do certain things, to understand why I behave in certain ways, and really take a self-focus. And that's involved a lot of therapy, a lot of breath work, which actually in 2022 I spent time training in and almost qualified in over 300 hours worth of trauma-informed breath work right now. And I decided to do that work because it was so impactful for me. It had such a giant impact on my personal self that I was like, I need this tool for my clients. And so what you would have seen through season one is this evolution of very much staying in my lane as we began with current clients, going into testimonials with how I've helped them grow their business and what lessons they've learned and extracted. But then beginning to bring in people from my current network, friends, and people that I work with, and people that I respect, and people that have an amazing mind when it comes to men's work and deep inner work for men. And I think it's not until you unfortunately go through something in life that's a significant life event, when you break up with somebody, or you're going through divorce, or you're trying to learn how to co-parent, that you begin to understand the need for cleanliness in your life. And for me, moving forward into the new year, it's really about continuing to deepen this discovery, this unveiling, this unraveling, this picking apart of the programs and structures that have often driven my life for the majority of my life. At 36 years old, I feel like I'm at a place in my life now where I'm really beginning to meet the man in the mirror. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that, you know, for a long time, many of us are in adult bodies, yet we still have the maturity of our inner child, or the maturity of our pain or our traumas or our wounds from the past. And it doesn't take, you know, a rocket scientist to understand that certain ways you behave and act and argue and react to situations aren't from the healthy part of you, not from the higher self. They're often from the lower self. And so my journey through my own growth is to be vulnerable, is to be open, is to share, is to give back in a way that really supports others to do the same, to look at themselves, to ask themselves, why do I behave this way? Or why do I react this way? Or what is it about this situation that triggers me? When I'm triggered like this, what is it that prevents me from seeing a healthy communication? And I just believe that our life is a byproduct of the communications that we have with others. I think the healthier we're able to communicate and influence and negotiate and, you know, persuade others, you know, I say persuade, not manipulate, be able to have that give and take communication from a clean place, you know, from an untriggered place, from a self-reflective place. I feel like this in this moment. When you do this, it makes me feel this way. Instead of you make me feel this way, right, where it's projection. The cleanliness of our communication will determine the direction of our life. And I'm truly, truly in alignment with that. And I truly believe that that's the case. So my goal for this episode in particular, but also the season ahead, is to continue that journey. Now, I want to be able to co-parent better. I want to be a better business owner. I want to be a cleaner channel for communication. I want to live my life in a way that is in absolute alignment with my values, with my higher self. I want to leave the wounded parts of me in the past. I want to heal the pieces of me that have felt the need to prove my worthiness to the world. And so many of us have these patterns that aren't supporting our growth. I want to do deep work into my shadow, into my psyche, into the stuff that is suppressed, it's repressed, it's put aside. It's like we feel like it's not welcome in the world. The pieces of us that we feel are unlovable. And do the work to integrate those pieces. And continue to have this conversation in public, because I believe the more people that speak about this stuff in public, the better society will become. And my hope is that by one person at a time, I'll be able to inspire and influence and support and guide people to a more wholesome self, a more integrated self, a place where you feel at peace and at ease, where you're not operating out of anger or fear or worry or to prove to the world that you are worthy, you know, with a chip on your shoulder and say, fuck you, this is how good I am, because somebody told you weren't good enough or somebody tried to, you know, reject you in the past or whatever it is. Like, I want us to operate from this healthy drive, this internal vision, this compelling desire to be better. And that's really my goal through this show, is to deepen the conversation around growth and healing. My observation over the last 2 years is that so many people need to heal parts of themselves that they have no idea that need healing or tending to. It doesn't matter if you're father left when you were young, or your mother wasn't around, or, you know, you had busy parents, or both parents were together. It doesn't matter if you had an amazing childhood, whether you had an amazing school, whether you were bullied growing up. It doesn't matter what the spectrum of your childhood was. I guarantee there are parts of your childhood that have largely shaped and dictated the way in which you show up as an adult. And as my therapist Maria said, an unexamined past is very hard to put down. She simply means by that, if we do not do the work to unveil, uncover, unravel our past, then we will continue to lay it down on our future. And so as we enter into 2023, I think there's such an important conversation that needs to take place. My goal is to bring that depth of conversation through the show and inspire others to look inward, to accept responsibility, to participate in their own rescue, to be their own number one fan, to fill their own cup in the ways in which they fill others, to put themselves on a pedestal the way in which they pedestalize others, to not diminish their power, but to understand their power, to integrate their strength. And I'm incredibly passionate about this journey. I'm incredibly passionate about using this show. I mean, it's taken traction and we're getting feedback that I never thought we would get. In fact, I started this show simply for Instagram Reels because I wanted authentic ways in which to create content. and I sat on the show for a very long time before I actually released it. And having done so, I begin to realize that the impact that the show is having. You know, thousands of downloads to date in a matter of months. Plus, you know, thousands of views on YouTube. And my audience has grown by like 6,000 people on Instagram. I didn't really do much on Instagram before I released the show. The majority of my work was done in silence, behind the scenes. I'd email my clients, I'd email potential clients, and I'd run ads and things like this. But now, like, I see this ethical and moral obligation to share my journey with the world, to inspire others. I want to breed healthiness across the board. The commitment to my kids, the commitment to my ex-partner, to have healthy communication, to be able to be truthfully abundant in possibility, to live a life that is free of the shackles of my own pain. As Nelson Mandela said, you know, resentment and anger and projection towards other people, I'm paraphrasing here, by the way, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And it's my belief that every problem in life is solvable inside of ourselves. If all that we did was just practice a deep level of acceptance of what is, that would be the beginning. But there is so much pain in our lives and so much struggle in our lives that can be solved internally. And my goal is to deepen that conversation, to expand it, to allow it to reach many people. My passion really has become over the past year is to work with entrepreneurial men and women who have a business that drives them and they don't drive the business. To understand why they are fueled by the desire to grow their business or why their business dominates every area of their life and why they can't seem to find the balance. No matter how much money they make, they continue on this pursuit and this path where their business dominates every element of their life. And my personal life mirrors that very much so too. There was never enough, never an end. You know, my perception was that if I go to work and I make money, then my role as a man is complete. As I know now, there is so much more that is required, and unfortunately I didn't have the skills that were required in the past, and it has been my evolution and journey to acquire said skills. And I've hired an amazing coach this year to help me deepen my desire. You know, I want to talk about spirituality, relationships, sex, intimacy. I want to know about interpersonal communication within relationships. I want to be able to have the skill set to cleanly enter into relationship, to cleanly end relationship if it needs to be ended. I want the ability to communicate vulnerably from my heart, express my wants and needs. I want to know how to co-parent better. I want to know how to do it all. And I'm curious as fuck to find out how to do all of that stuff better. I'm passionate about meditation. I'm passionate about embodiment, to embody the practices. I'm passionate about presence and depth and capacity. Depth being our ability to have awareness and just presence. Our presence to be felt by others. Capacity to be able to withhold and handle the stuff that's in our lives that shows up. To be able to sit with impulses and urges and uncomfortable feelings. I want the sensitivity to know my surroundings and what people around me require and need from me. You know, no longer waiting for somebody to go, you know what, I'm really not good. Having the sensitivity to go and meet others where they're at. And having the depth and capacity to be able to ask the questions and sit with the discomfort that might come up. And there are parts and times in the past where I kind of ignored signals and signs that things weren't right in my life and didn't have the uncomfortable conversations. And my mission is to build that resilience within my nervous system. And that's also been a huge part of my focus in 2022 is nervous system regulation and building resilience and having the capacity to sit with uncomfortable situations and conversations, but fully present, not dissociate and check out and move away from things. As I record this, I am, 5 months, 9 days without alcohol. Not that I was an alcoholic or that I had a problem with drink at all. I just didn't really particularly like how it was a fabric of my life, a part of my life. And honestly, when I drank to excess, how I handled it, I didn't really like who I became under the influence of alcohol. And so, who knows? I'm going to go at least a year, maybe longer. My relationship as of now with alcohol is completely done and finished. I have no desire to end up back into that relationship with alcohol. And really, I'm seeking depth in my life and alignment and connection. And part of me doing this solo episode is to hopefully bond with you, the listener. And I would love if you could send me a message. If you listen to this, at @itsme_Chris_Brown on Instagram. Let's connect there. Because it's really important to me that this message lands home and it helps and it supports. And I want to make sure that we continue to deepen together. And, my journey through this is to do more inner work and hold workshops and masterclasses. And, I have my one-on-one coaching program right now, 90-day deep dive intensive, where it's very tailored and intense into your own inner world and taking you on a journey through releasing the patterns and programs and shackles that strangle you and suffocate you and prevent you from moving forward in your life so you can unlock more presence, productivity, passion, purpose, power, and profits. And that's really the mission, the goal. The aim is to, through this podcast, to inspire others to make a change. And if it lands on one person's ears, then I'm happy with that. If it hits 10, I'm ecstatic. If it hits more people than that, even more so. So this is just a closure of 2022 and an invitation to join me on a journey through 2023 where I continue to have interesting conversations with interesting people. I feel very fortunate in 2022 to have acquired a network of people who are amazing, just amazing people doing amazing things and out there in their own unique way, trying to inspire the world to live a better life. And it is my goal to continue that path, that purpose, and to find myself in a situation where those conversations keep evolving until we hit millions of listeners on this show. I really truly believe I have the potential to take this show to one of the top shows in the UK. That's my desire. That's my goal. Whether that takes me 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, probably will take a decade. And, I'm happy with that. I'm at a place in my life where I'm at peace with the journey. I got my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu brown belt in December. It's taken me 7 or 8 years to get that. When I started Jiu-Jitsu, I was very aware that it was a 10-year journey on average. Of course, some people take less and some people take more to get a black belt. And so I made peace with the journey. Settled in as a white belt, knew I was going to get smashed for a period of time. Got my blue belt, thought I knew something, didn't really know much at all. Got in my purple belt, actually began to know something. Actually began to develop a game and be good. Now I've got my brown belt, now it's really cementing myself as a phenom and a force in jiu-jitsu. But that journey has been the only journey in my life that I've actually gone, it's going to take me 10 years until now. Until I realized that, the black belt principle is that something worth accomplishing in life is going to take a lot longer than you think it will. But that doesn't mean on the journey that you don't evolve and get better. Part of the problem for many people is that they don't really stick out the journey. They start and stop new things and it comes to a new year and they start new goals when they didn't complete the other ones from the year before. Who says that you have to complete everything in a calendar year? You don't. For me, it's about having missions worthy of a decade. Missions worthy of spending a hell of a long time on accomplishing them. Not just a mission that is, you know, 3 months or 6 months. In fact, the more time I give to something, the better I become at it. Now, people ask me about podcasting, and Chris, you just started your podcast this year. How did you learn? I've been coaching for 12 years. I've been speaking for 12 years, you know? I've done a decade's worth of coaching and speaking and, you know, multiple coaching calls per week and having conversations with clients and challenging them and testing them and pushing them and pressing them. Public speaking wasn't a gift. It wasn't something I was born with. It wasn't something that I was struck with a magic wand and said, hey, Chris, you are a public speaker. No, it was one of my biggest fears. I remember being at university and having to do a presentation in front of my peers and standing there sweating and shaking, my voice trembling, barely able to get a word out, stumbling over ums and ahs and really not knowing how to communicate my ideas. But when it comes to today in the modern world, I feel like it's an area that I excel at. And it's because I made a weakness my strength. And it wasn't something that I said, I'm going to get better at speaking in the next 90 days. It was like, this is who I am and this is how I have to communicate to the world. I need these skills if people are going to take me seriously. And so I spent a decade plus of my life learning how to communicate my ideas. And that's, you know, that's the journey. And my hope is that I can inspire more people through the show to see things as missions worth pursuing. You're not going to have the marriage of your dreams in 90 days. You're not going to have the relationship of your dreams in 90 days. But you could over 5 to 10 years. You're not going to be in the peak physical condition that you want to be in within 3 to 6 months. But you could within 3 to 6 years. And I think that's the key conversation. It's like, yes, you can make change and you will continue to adapt and grow. But when you fall in love with the mission, as cliche and cheesy as it sounds, and that mission's worthy of your consistent execution, then the only way it will fail is if you stop. But even if you have a little break in between, the mission stays the mission. Stay committed to the journey. Pursue a mission worth pursuing. Anything worth pursuing is going to take a long time to get good at. And I think I'll wrap up this episode here. But it was really just to ramble, if anything, my ideas, my thoughts, my gratitude, and my ideas for the year ahead. I want to just continue to deepen the conversation and to push and pursue and drive the narrative of inner work to many people that I believe would benefit from it. Now, be the lighthouse. Be the lighthouse. Be the person out there that guides others away from danger and towards home safely. That is my mission. That is my goal. That's what I'm hoping for. And I shall see you in the next episode, which is being recorded on the 19th of January with my friend Chef Dave from Luban in Liverpool, which I'm extremely excited about because I ate at his restaurant for my birthday in the chef's table. And what was really interesting was that the kitchen was respectful and quiet and there was no shouting and screaming and swearing and pressure. It was nice and casual and chill. And I'm really excited to speak to Dave because I know he's got a big heart and a huge mission to change the way that hospitality is done and the reputation of hospitality where chefs are these egomaniac and bullies. So that's the next episode coming up. I might do a solo episode between then, now and then, and really share some ideas around what I think and what I'm working on in 2023 and what my vision is and where I'm going and how that might be useful to you. But I'd love some feedback. If you love this episode, with it being a solo episode and obviously being audio only, it'd be really good if you could, just drop me a little message. Let me know if you enjoyed it, and I'd love to do more of them. I think we're probably doing 2 episodes a month. It's hard to get guests and hard to get it, structured in my schedule. So I think if I could do 2 guest episodes and 2 solos a month, that's probably where I'm going to be guided to in 2023. All right, much love, peace, and blessings for your 2023. And if you feel like doing some work together, please reach out, send me a message. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's a steep investment of time, energy, effort, and money. But I guarantee the ROI will be infinite. You won't be able to put a price on the ROI. All right, catch you soon. I'm checking out. Chris Brown. Bye-bye.